Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're not drunk, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to get drunked up. Let's do it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. It's a happy hour Friday. Broadcasting live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. Come by and say hi. Handful of listeners already have. Appreciate that. As always, as well as the gifts. Appreciate
yeah, man.
Those
yeah,
we as know, well.
We like receiving things. I mean, gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I almost went too far. Yeah, like gifts.
We like that, too. Yeah. But
well, you know.
Only from one person.
And the crazy thing about, you know, being here and everything, because, you know, sports time, sports bar, everything. And so you can tell the tech's playing well, because we've been together for 6 years. We've come to this place so many times.
Yeah. There's a lot of shows at Twin Peaks.
There's always, especially during football season, there's always a Georgia flag.
Always a Georgia flag.
They got a Georgia Tech flag out there.
Looks brand new.
And I love it. But the thing about it is, that thing was flying high when we got here. Some damn dog fan just walked by and tried to rip down the damn Georgia Tech flag.
Look
how I was leaning.
The flagpole's
completely bent.
Well done. See, that's what happens when Tech's good.
I didn't do it.
A little hate back in your heart.
Before anybody said, no, Randy didn't do it. But somebody yanked the damn Georgia Tech flag down.
That's great. That's what it's all about.
It is bigger than the Georgia flag.
And I'm saying, don't destroy property or anything like that, but that's what it's all about,
man. Yeah, man. I don't know. Let me look around.
That is a big flag.
Let me see if I see some use of suspect around here.
They got the little Clemson flag in the corner, too.
Oh. That must be the guy who the manager is. Somebody. What the hell Clemson flag doing here?
Yeah, I don't know. They lose to App State tomorrow. You might have to pack that flag up.
What's that line?
17.
Okay.
I don't know. We talked about it this morning.
No,
I would never bet against him.
Okay, because we had an issue with you. Remember that?
I would never do it again.
You remember a few years ago when you bet against your wife's team?
I was right. Coastal did cover, but that's not important. It's not important. We don't do that anymore. Now, I would consider it, but I don't know, man. Clemson's got to answer for what happened last week, right? Like, there's just so much negative momentum going in that program right now. You'd have to think that they'd come out ready to play home game, all that kind of stuff. And App's okay.
Right.
I don't think this is one of those – great App State teams. Maybe it is. I'm not sure. It's hard to say. They played pretty well last week, but they didn't play a great team. I got a text from somebody who was thinking about making that play this weekend. Say, hey, what do you think about
App? What do you think? Ash got some inside?
They do. Because that's what they said. They said, what does your wife think about App? Plus 17. And I was like, I don't know. Let me ask her. I was sitting there with her. And she goes, all right, let me look at the injury report. And I was like, she's really digging into this thing. And she goes, no, I think they can do it. I was like, Ashley, you would pick them no matter what the spread was, no matter who they were playing. So I told him, I was like, I don't know. I think she's too close to it. But play them. But don't blame her if it doesn't work out. We'll get to some college football conversation coming up in about 20 minutes. Some very good games. Certainly that one. Texas at Michigan. That's where game day's at. And Georgia, Tennessee Tech. Tomorrow at 2 as well. We'll say some nice things about Tennessee Tech. We looked up their famous alumni.
We did.
We know some of their famous alumni, we'll get to that. Before we do any of that, though, want to let you know this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Let's kick things off with an NFL no huddle. NFL no huddle every day to lead the noon hour. What a great way for the football season to start last night. Started with the way it ended last year with the Chiefs winning a close football game. Chiefs tend to do that.
They do that, man.
They play you close and then they beat you. It was good to see the game be so fun and so competitive.
Right.
Those kickoff games some years are real, like boat
duds.
Races, like real duds.
Right.
But yeah, both teams played pretty well last night. Here's Patrick Mahomes afterwards.
I don't know if I gave him much, but I feel like I moved him off of directly in there, and then he fell through. But I fell through too, so I feel like I scored a touchdown as well. So I feel like I should get at least like half a touchdown.
Yeah, man, get your ass out the pile, Patrick. All right, get out the pile.
The bush push.
Yeah, nobody needs you in there.
20 years later,
get hurt, man. I saw something that had me cracking. They said Isaiah Pacheco runs like he bites people.
No, he does. He runs like he was a bad kid.
Dude, he averaged 3 yards a carry, but you couldn't tell because he was running so damn hard for those 3 yards. But I mean. Yeah, Patrick was great last night. Another interception that Roquan caught. Unorthodox. And he should have had another one, but he
– Roquan's so good.
He is. And whoever that tight end is that pushed him that wasn't dressed, you better hope your ass ain't dressed when the Baltimore Ravens play again. Because that was some lame you-know-what to push a man in his back and you ain't dressed out. Yep. You know, that's just pretty corny right there. But, the great play he made and doing what Patrick Mahomes does, throwing it back across his body, ball batted up in there, he catches it. And I was like, oh,
What's he doing?
But if you don't catch it,
but might be an interception. Yeah, yeah. No, it was a good play. Remember Lamar caught a pass, his own pass last year?
Yeah. That was the play of the year.
What a touchdown.
That was the play of the year.
Like, oh, he's got to throw it to himself now. Yeah. That's where they're at receiver-wise. But, yeah, no, awesome start to the year. Mahomes, dynamic. Lamar Jackson, I mean – over 250 and over 100 yards rushing.
You said 0-7?
Quarterbacks are 0-7 in the last 5 years when they do what Lamar did last night. Now, only 7 quarterbacks have done what Lamar did last night. Lamar might be 4 of them. Like, Lamar might have accounted for 4 of those games. But for whatever reason, teams lose when their quarterbacks play like that. But a cool start to the season. Another fun one tonight. You got the Packers and the Eagles. Now, that's going to be on WAOK. Not on 92.9 The Game, because we've obviously got the high school football show tonight.
One of the best things we do. Go get them, Sam.
One of the best things we do, Sam Crenshaw and everybody else that contributes
Day-day
to that show.
Garrett.
It's great stuff.
Yeah, man. Business-like atmosphere over there when they do that. But, yeah, I think tonight's game, you know, it's going to be interesting because of Ken. You know how I feel about, you know, the carryover from 1 year to the next.
Yeah.
If you're good or you're not.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that much.
And so how is Jordan Love? They got a new running back and everything. And I think their defense is going to be a lot better. Got a new coordinator in there. My biggest thing with the Eagles is can they figure out what the hell happened last year and not let that happen again? Mm-hmm. Whatever happened last year, Doug, I ain't never seen a collapse like that. When you're talking about you're 10-1, and then everything, the bottom just falls out on you?
They were just horrible.
And it was just horrible.
They lost to Baker Mayfield in the first round of the playoffs, and that was that. Obviously, they fire the coordinator. Sirianni had to basically plead to stay employed, and he is. So he's on the hot seat if it doesn't go well this year. I just like Jalen Hurts.
I'm
just a fan of Jalen Hurts, the guy.
I like Jalen. Does Jalen have fun? Like, Jalen always got that same face and that same tone.
He does have a very serious face.
Hey, Jalen, man, I like them white shoes. Well, you know, the struggle that that reminds me of these shoes is why I tend to wear these. The representative of, you know, the struggle and everything. But I mean, I love Jamin too.
He's very Max Fried.
Yeah, man.
Always the same.
Yeah, but we talked about this, and I'll say this right now. The damn Georgia Bulldogs on that Eagles defense have got to step up. I think Jalen Carter is going to be in the running for the damn Defensive Player of the Year.
I do too.
N'Kobe Dean is starting in the middle linebacker. He's got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
And Jordan Davis has got to go. Fletcher ain't there no more. Mm-hmm. It's on you, big boy.
Yeah, that's another interesting storyline when it relates to Philadelphia as well. Fletcher Cox isn't there, and yep. neither is Jason Kelce.
Nope.
I mean, those are two major figures in a locker room
yes.
that have been there forever
yes.
and ever and won a lot of games.
Yes.
So, I mean, Jalen Hurts is the big money quarterback, so he's a leader anyway, and
right.
he is built like that.
Right.
But that's his team now,
yes.
fully. Like,
yes.
he's full, yep. full-blown leader
yes.
of that team.
No doubt about
which, again,
it.
I think he's made for that, but he's got to play better.
Yes.
It all starts with the run game. When they were so good 2 years ago, that run game was incredible.
And they got Saquon?
Yeah. That's going to be fun
boy.
To watch.
As
much as it was, we were looking forward to seeing what Derrick Henry looked like as a Raven last
right.
night, they'll figure it out. He scored a touchdown, obviously.
Yo, Jersey driver. Mike over here, hype, boy. Look at Jersey Mike.
Dude, Saquon?
Our on-site engineer, Jersey Mike. Jersey Mike is hyped over there.
And that receiving room?
Yeah,
like,
man.
That's a nice receiving room.
Yeah, dog. I mean, I know you lose Kelce, the center of your offense, but they still got bookie and tackles.
Can they do the push thing anymore, the brotherly shove?
Well, they're going to do it.
But no, there's no Kelce. He's like the main cog.
They're going to find somebody in there.
Right.
Yeah, they got somebody in there. Don't
okay.
worry about that.
All right. I'm worried about it.
Don't worry about that.
I'm worried about the tush push. They're going to be able
Don't
to pull that off anymore. All right, let's get to a little bit of audio here as we get ready for the first weekend of NFL football. We already listened to Patrick Mahomes. Let's hear Aaron Rodgers. We haven't really talked much about Aaron Rodgers, which is kind of great.
This is kind of great.
Kind of great. He's going to play football this weekend.
I've always kind of played with something on my shoulder. You got to
Monday.
Manufacture things from time
is.
To time. But, yeah, I mean, it kind of goes back to the prove it. Who do I need to prove to? Just myself at this point. So, but I have a lot of pride in my performance. So when I take the field, I expect greatness. And because I've done it before.
Oh, okay. Whatever. His tackles are old. They got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
If they can stay healthy.
His Achilles are old, too.
They're going to be a problem.
They've got to stay healthy.
If he stays healthy, which I'm pretty sure he will, but those tackles, Tyron Smith and him, if they stay healthy, Jets are a problem.
Yeah.
The Jets are a problem.
Obviously those
yeah.
guys, but I mean, Aaron,
yeah.
if Aaron Rodgers is healthy for
yeah.
the season,
yeah.
the roster around
the
him
roster around
is
him. Very,
that's an AFC Championship
yes.
roster. Like,
yes.
That's a really
yes.
good group.
But them tackles got to hold up.
And Aaron does too. Like,
I think Aaron's going to be fine.
Okay.
I think Aaron's going to be fine.
I mean, it was a fluky thing that
it was.
Happened last
it was.
Year.
But I mean, but now they're going out to San Francisco.
It's
and,
a
and
tough start.
Tough
man.
Start. A lot of – but they've been – that's the thing about it, they played together for so long, that core – so Brandon Ayuk and Big Trent missing time, I don't think it's going to be that big a deal. But you got to go out there on a Monday night.
Yeah, that's a tough way to start a season.
Tough as hell, man.
For the Jets.
Hell
but
yeah.
But there's a lot of fun matchups in that game,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, man.
Obviously, like, coaching staffs knowing each other, Aaron Rodgers and all the off-season stuff with the 49ers right. players, and Sauce Gardner. I mean, I don't know. There's so much intrigue.
It's a lot of great games. And dude,
yeah.
you think about Sunday night, the Rams going to Detroit to play the Lions.
Yeah.
Matt Stafford. I mean,
Stafford
he's been
Goff
back already,
again.
Though.
They did.
They went back last year, right?
They did last year,
yeah.
but again,
yeah,
it's
Sunday
still,
night,
still a great
storyline. I mean, I'm looking at all these games. The Cowboys going to Cleveland.
Yeah, huge game.
Huge game right there, Bunk.
I just don't know what to expect from Deshaun Watson
I don't.
At all.
I think that's probably one of the biggest
questions.
And
that's another one. Just like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Like, the roster around Deshaun Watson in Cleveland is built to win.
I agree
They've
with
that.
They've
got great players on that team.
Yeah.
Potential defensive player of the year on their defensive line. They've got good backs. I know now Chubb's not going to play
for the first four games. Right,
but
right.
he'll be back at some point as well. Deshaun Watson's got to play football like the guy that used to play for the Houston
yeah,
Texans.
Yeah, I mean, they're too good for him to keep holding back.
Yeah.
But they went to the damn playoff with Joe Flacco.
They did.
They went with Joe Flacco. Jaguars going down to Miami. The Houston Texans and the Colts is an interesting one.
Very interesting.
Because I think a lot of people are looking at Houston as that you know, sleeper team.
Yeah, no, I don't even know. Can you even really call them a sleeper this year? I think they were certainly a sleeper last year because
right.
they were so young.
I think they're
sneaky hype team.
They arrived.
Like, they're in that situation of like, okay – like, either you live up to everything that happened last year. There's also teams that do that and then take that step back, like that
right.
sophomore slump kind of thing. I don't know if CJ Stroud's
think they're
due for that,
that
but
I don't know.
Teams have done it.
They have. They
wouldn't
have.
Be the first team to sort of overperform and then take a step back.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh's first game. I mean, obviously, people know, if you don't know, the Raiders in charge, big rivalry. So we were talking yesterday.
Even though they're both in different cities.
We were talking about the fights. There's gonna be plenty of people sleeping in urinals.
Yeah.
All right. There's gonna be plenty of people bleeding in the bathroom.
That would be probably a good option for what might happen to some Eagles and Packers fans in Brazil.
Just don't go down there tripping.
Just
man.
Be safe.
Just be safe.
Keep your head on a swivel.
And just
don't get any unmarked vehicles.
Yeah, man. Don't get.
Even the kids will stab you.
Yeah. Jeff Monet.
Just be safe is all I'm saying. Be safe is all. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk some college football, some big games, obviously, tomorrow. None bigger than Texas and Michigan. We'll break that one down. Tennessee, NC State is interesting, and some other good action as well. Obviously, Georgia Tech and Georgia on the field tomorrow, too. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's that?
Who the hell is that? Everybody.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy hour Friday. Broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. The beer is currently 30 degrees.
30.
It's a nice cold beer on a Friday afternoon. Come by. Get yourself one. Get yourself two. Have as many as you'd like. I'm not paying for them, but they got all kinds of varieties, so come get one.
Speaking of paying, okay, so there's this – obviously looks like it's an office party. And they're hanging out. It's one, two, three. It's like 10 people there.
Yeah,
right?
Like a little –
it's 10 people. Like we're going to go
– work early on Friday kind of thing.
Now, of those 10 people, does each person get a check?
Good question. Good question. Probably individual checks.
Nobody wants to split – you don't want to have it divided up by 10?
I don't know. Can you put it on the company – expense account? Is there a card?
I don't know, but I'm always curious. Like, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's ten of them.
Yeah.
All right, now who's paying? Who's paying?
You paying?
Who's paying?
He's paying.
Oh, he's paying.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, he's paying.
Oh, he's not paying.
Okay,
he passed
okay.
it down.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Who pays when you go, like, whenever we go out, when Mike took us out, Mike paid.
Yeah, Mike paid. That's right.
Mike paid.
That's right.
Like, whenever we go out, we pay for each other. Like, we take turns.
Yeah, we take turns.
Yeah, we take turns.
Because that's less of, like, a sit down and have lunch and
we take as many drinks as we can. Like, so if we all right now, and obviously Twin Peaks pays for our food and everything, but if the bill came out, would you split it with me? No,
I would say, what do you want? How do you want to handle this?
No, I wouldn't say, because
I want to pay for my own food.
But I'm saying, if we're all together, and she brings out a check, I'm not gonna. Could you split this up? I didn't have the burger. No,
I don't know what we would do. So one person pay, and then you Venmo them some money or something like that.
No, it's just all about. You know, cause my wife hates when I do that because I'm more of the. Let me get it. I'll take care of everything.
Well, yeah,
but I think. You would go first, though. You would be like, you would try to.
I would offer to pay.
Yeah, you would. Okay,
but then if you said you wanted to, I wouldn't fight you on it.
Now, do you think Abe would pay?
I don't know. I'm not sure how.
I know for a fact that Bo would pay.
Let me ask you how you would handle this situation. Okay. Let me ask you how you'd handle this situation, because last night we went to the baseball game, and the couple that we went with, I guess his dad has season tickets in the Chop House,
right?
So they had these seats. The seats next to them, they know the season ticket holders. A lot of times they can, like, trade for other tickets, whatever. They couldn't figure it out. So we wanted to sit with them, but we didn't want to sit with them so bad that we were going to pay for those tickets.
Right.
Because it's not cheap to sit in the Chop House. So we were just going to get some tickets. We'll hang out in the Battery beforehand. Maybe there's a million bars inside there.
Right.
You can do whatever. And then after the game, maybe we'd hang out some more, too. He just bought two tickets.
Right.
Right next to him.
Okay.
So he got two more tickets right in there. And we were like, well, we didn't ask him to.
Right, right.
But he did it.
Right.
And we knew what they cost because we had looked him up online.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't ask him to.
Right.
And so, I don't know. Do I have to pay you back in that situation?
No, you don't have to pay him back. But here's my thing, and this is how I would have handled it. I would have sat in the damn seats. And that's just how I am. All right? We had this conversation because she wanted because my wife don't give a damn about no football, but she's exactly what she said. She said, I want to go to a football game at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's what she said. I was like, for what? She said, because I just want to go to the she said she want to go see the Falcons. No. She wants to go to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I'm like, for what? And so she's like, well, because a lot of her clients are the Falcons, because she works out in Buford. A lot of her clients are Falcons players' wives.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she has,
so they're talking about how nice the stadium is and all that?
You know, so she's like, well, maybe one of my clients' husbands can get us tickets. I said, hell no.
Feels like maybe you could get
them. You know what I'm saying? I said, hell no. Let me tell you something, woman. Ain't no man going to get my woman no damn tickets. All right? Okay. So... And that's exactly how I said, hell no, you ain't going to no football game on another man's tickets. So if I were you, hey, dog, you sure? Just text me, you sure?
That's what I did.
Yeah,
but we got there last night.
Yeah, just say you sure.
We were at the Battery. I was like, hey, let's grab a beer.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, like.
You sure?
What are you doing?
Right.
You trying to embarrass me? That's not what I said. I was like, hey, like, I know those tickets were expensive. I'm happy to pay you for
right.
it, whatever. He's like, no. I was like, all right. And I happen to know that they're rich, so I don't really care that much. I don't care that much.
Right.
Certainly make more money than me.
Right.
But so I was like, all right, well, I'll just pay for all the food and stuff inside.
There you go.
I'll pay for all the food and drinks inside. Which at the end of the day ended up being pretty even anyway. Because the food at the Chop House ain't cheap. I know they're doing the nice pricing at the Benz. They don't do that at Truist.
But there you go right
yeah,
there.
But that's what it was.
There you go.
Is this guy trying to embarrass me in front of my family?
Yeah, no.
What's this guy trying to do?
And that's what you go with that, right? Okay, I'll pay for, you know.
Yeah. But they did. Look, they wanted to sit with us. It was great. They were awesome seats. We had a good time. The baseball game sucked. What a horrible baseball game that was last night. But they sure were good seats. All right. Let's talk a little college football. We're going to play Sports Jeopardy coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll make our picks against the spread. Two college, two NFL games as both are underway this weekend.
Can we do this now? Because
sure. You're
always guilty of this.
What?
Can we have a spread that's like a certain number?
What?
like 20 and below. Not 40.
Oh, I can't.
40.
Well, I lost last week.
I picked
Oregon to cover. They didn't cover. They won by 10. And I picked Alabama, and they covered it. But I went 1-3 last week. So
damn.
That didn't work in my favor at all.
Yeah, I don't even know what I went yesterday.
It wasn't good. 3-1.
See, because that's what I do.
So there you go.
That's what
the situation's good.
That's what I do.
Texas at Michigan.
Yes.
Noon.
Yes.
Game day. This is like, you want to talk about like brand matchups? This is about as good as, I mean, maybe there's better, but this is about as good as you're going to get. And I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to be I think it'll be a pretty good. I think it might go similarly to the way that Georgia and Clemson went last weekend.
Right.
I don't think it'll end up being that lopsided in the end. I don't think Texas is going to beat them by 31.
Yeah.
But I could see Texas winning this game by a couple touchdowns.
Well, I think you know, I saw a ticker said this is the highest ranked SEC opponent Michigan has hosted since 1964 or something like that.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's been that long since. But I think Texas needs to go out and set up, you know, and because you're in Michigan and everything, you want to have, because we talked this about Florida last week, they got the drub, show some pride and everything. Sometimes you get your ass whipped.
Yeah, sometimes other teams just better.
I've seen plenty of pride for being knocked out. Yeah, so, I mean, but, you know.
That's a good takeaway.
But I think that Michigan, they got to settle on the quarterback. I think that's going to be the biggest. They got to settle on the quarterback. They got to possess the ball because them receivers they replaced. You said it, I think a couple weeks ago talking about Texas receivers and everything, how they lost those guys, but they replaced them with a whole bunch of transfers.
Yeah.
They've done it. Their defensive line is as advertised. They lost two of the big dudes in the middle. They replaced. Now they played Colorado State, so take whatever.
Yeah, it's hard to say what you really learned about either one of these teams in one. I will say this about Michigan. Fresno State was pushing their offensive line around a little bit.
They were.
And that's not something that you are used to saying about Michigan. Here's the other thing. This is not really related to the game, but it kind of is. We were talking about this before the show. Michigan's head coach didn't have a contract.
Dude.
Sharon Moore is coaching this football team like as a volunteer. I realize he's getting paid, and it's sort of like a week-to-week, but whatever.
This man doesn't have
guaranteed money.
He don't have no contract.
They're also under investigation for many things.
They're waiting for him. To do what, I don't know. That I never ever. I'm sure it's happened. I'm just saying I've never heard.
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar with this situation. At Michigan.
At a school like that. In a situation like that.
Not under contract. That's one of the biggest things I've ever seen. But no, Michigan, they've got to find a way to possess the football and keep their offense. As great as Michigan's offense, I mean, defense is. And they got first round talent at every level on their defense. But just like Clemson. If they can stay on the field too much, they'll eventually give up.
Yeah, they'll get tired as the game goes, and I do think ultimately that's what will play out. I think Texas will just lean on them.
Yeah.
I think they're so dynamic offensively. Obviously, the quarterback play, everybody knows what they've got there. The receivers are very good. You're going to get a chance to see that more tomorrow as well because you probably haven't seen them. The guys that they have there at the receiver position were at other schools doing great things last year. And Michigan just doesn't have good quarterback play.
Yep.
The guy that was supposed to be their starting quarterback got hurt a couple of weeks before the opener, and that guy was Michael Penix's backup at Indiana. Like, that's how long that guy's been around and how many different stops he's made. So, I mean, they kind of cycled through two quarterbacks last week. I don't know. I think Michigan will probably be okay this year just because they still do have a lot of talent, but they're not doing what they did last year.
No.
They're probably not even a 10-win team when it's all said and done at the end of the season. And I think Texas goes in there and smacks them tomorrow. Probably wins by 17 or something like that.
I'm pretty sure.
Cy-Hawk?
You said the Cy-Hawks.
Yeah, Cyclones, Hawkeyes.
I got you. You know, that's a,
it's not that many ranked matchups.
It's a rivalry game.
That one only
now,
has
Iowa
one
put up
team.
Iowa put up 40 last week.
They did. They're an offensive juggernaut.
They put up 20 this week. I love Iowa State because of Rocco, their quarterback.
Yep.
I played with his dad and everything, so I love them.
He's a really good quarterback.
He's a really good quarterback who is young and going to keep getting better. So I want to see that one and obviously watch him win. I'm looking at this Tech game. They're going up to Syracuse. Coach Fran had them playing well. McCord was really good.
Yeah.
Threw for four touchdowns.
They got a lot of big name
transfers.
They
got a lot of transfers up there. And that Carrier Dome, you just don't know.
You never know.
You never know how it's going to go up there and everything. Yeah. So as long as I think Tech. They take care of the football. They should win this game.
Yeah.
If they stick to their formula, running the football, doing these things. They should go up there and win that football game.
Tech 23 in the AP poll, by the way. First time they've been ranked in season in the AP poll since 2015. So a win will help move them up the board as far as that one goes. Look, Georgia, Tennessee Tech.
I think it's going to beat the hell out of
them. There's not much to say about that
one. There isn't, but that's why I skipped over it.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids for Tennessee Tech that are from Atlanta.
There you
go. Atlanta area.
Hey, man, going to play good coming home.
So they're going to get a chance to play in front of their
families. Man, we ain't finna beat the hell out of Tennessee Tech.
Yeah, no, it's
when your coach
there's nothing to say about
the coach, like, what he said, what do you say in the locker room before you walk out of San Francisco?
So, Coach, you're not excited to watch us play today, huh?
All right. I mean, how you going? If I'm a player and I'm sitting in my locker down in San Francisco. Now, I know they're going to walk the dog on us. But, damn, Coach, you said you don't want to play. Not looking forward to it. So, what are you going to do? All right, guys. Now, note.
I was just kidding when I said that.
We're going to get the crap beat out of us today, okay?
Yeah.
But this is what I want all you guys to do. I want you to hold your head high while they're kicking the crap out of us, okay? We don't hold our head down for nothing.
We might lose the game in terms of points.
But we're going to win the war.
But we don't have to lose the game in terms of pride.
Yeah.
All right?
Or something like,
we can walk out of here with our chests out and our heads high.
Don't do them like, you know, like we on the tier, all right, on the bottom bunk. All right, don't do us like that. All right,
don't do that.
Yeah, don't make it. Don't let them make us their girlfriend. Something like that.
Here's the other ranked matchup. Two teams that are both ranked in the top 25. Tennessee, who obviously dismantled Chattanooga last week. Nico's got Tennessee fans over the moon. Understandably, he's throwing the ball all over the yard.
Your father-in-law is going to be losing it tomorrow.
He's going to learn how to say his name.
Yeah.
Before long, if he keeps playing like that. NC State had a stinker for the first three quarters against Western Carolina. They played better in the fourth quarter, though. I don't know. I'm very interested to see what Tennessee does going on the road to play.
I'm with you. They got a premier pass rusher.
I guess that's in Charlotte, right?
They got a premier pass rusher.
That's a shame.
They got a young quarterback, good receivers. I want to see how Nico plays. And, NC State, they just look raggedy. And this Colorado-Nebraska game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, watching, you know, it could be a shootout. It probably is going to be a shootout. It's going to be a shootout. Which team can get more stops?
I think Nebraska can get more stops.
Yeah, and so I mean, outside of that,
if you're asking me between Colorado and who they're playing, who can get more stops? I'm going to guess the other guy can get more stops.
Illinois, Baylor, Utah.
Hey, we play Eastern Michigan.
There we go.
What do you know about Eastern Michigan?
It's in the eastern part of Michigan.
Yeah, that's true. They do say that about Eastern Michigan.
Is that where Cooper Kupp went?
Nope, he went to Eastern Washington.
Okay.
But if you combine Washington and Eastern Michigan, it could be Eastern Washington versus Michigan.
I knew he went to one of them. I knew Cooper went to one of them Easterns.
Dude, Cooper Kupp, when he was a sophomore, came into Husky Stadium and had like 250 yards receiving. Huskies won the game. But I was like, I don't know who that white guy is playing receiver for Eastern Washington, but that guy's a problem.
He cut it. Cuts all up.
One of the best receivers in the NFL. Who'd have known?
Auburn, Cal.
My mom went to Eastern Washington.
Yeah, you did. Who went to Wazoo?
Nobody. My friend Jackson got kicked out of Wazoo.
Oh, I don't know why you said you got your grandma was said.
My grandma was just a big Wazoo
she's a Washington
fan.
Okay.
Yeah, she wrote "Go Cougs" on my graduation card when I graduated from UW.
She
said, "I'm proud of you, but you picked the wrong school. Cougs."
What'd that check look like, though?
It was good.
Oh, okay.
It was good.
Thanks, Grandma.
She was a good Grammy. Rest in peace. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to picks against the spread as well as Sports Jeopardy here on a Happy Hour Friday. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're broadcasting live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead, so don't go away. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There it is right there.
Being a bass player.
Come on, Ernie. That's Ernie.
So good. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy.
Why do they keep showing Brian Johnson running over the damn Falcons?
Damn, Richie.
Damn, Richie?
Yeah, they're just showing all Brian Robinson's angry runs, and I guess a lot of them happened to be against the Falcons. I don't know why. Decided that's what he was going to do. He was going to go off and run through people's chest. And that wasn't too long after he got shot in the ass. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah, Andy.
He got shot in the ass, and then he played like 2 weeks later.
Yeah, man.
He was trucking folks to get in the end zone.
They were saying,
that's about as tough as it gets.
Yeah. I saw Shanahan say, you know, Pearsall who got shot. They say he got – it was, like, right up under his praying hands. Like,
oh,
he had
really?
A praying hands tattoo on his
wow.
chest. So it went, like, 2 inches underneath
oh.
it. Yeah, man. But they talking about he's ready to play, though.
Put me
that,
out there.
What is that? Don't think of it. What do you say? I don't think I'm injury prone because of this.
No, we don't.
Like, no, let me tell you. That's what you told Shane.
Right, I guess.
Did you see the –
We don't. We just think you got shot by an idiot.
They had – I guess they had their beginning of the season team party.
The 49ers?
Yeah, and Rick Ross is there and everything. And they had a picture. And I was like, who the hell is this white dude in this suit with his hair slicked back? Didn't know who it was. Kyle. Dude, Kyle Shanahan.
Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah,
oh,
I thought he looked like a thing on – like a pimp. He looked like a Frisco pimp. Exactly what it was.
Who
like.
Was it on Monday night last night that had the pinstripe suit on?
Oh, damn.
McCourty.
Oh, McCourty.
McCourty.
McCourty looked like he was finna say – with a congregation turn to Ecclesiastes 29:14.
It was a nice suit.
Yeah, okay.
Double-breasted.
Double-breasted, big-ass shoulder pads.
It looked like they told everybody to wear blue
because
everybody had blue, and McCourty was like, all right, but
it's the only one I got.
Stripes on it, too.
It's the only one I got, all right? So I ain't wore this one in 6 years, so I'm going to come out here with these big-ass shoulder pads.
You ever had a pinstripe suit?
I have, and I look amazing in them.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good to hear.
I was a big pinstripe guy now. But
really?
It was, but you couldn't – it was real discreet pinstripey, though.
Well, subtle.
Subtle as hell, man.
Okay.
But, yeah, man, I used to rock the pinstripes.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Dog. Step out with them gators on. Right foot first. Yeah, when you step out with them gators, the right foot always go first.
Is that the rule?
Yeah, man.
Okay,
anybody know that?
I didn't, but I learned.
Right foot first.
Abe knew that.
Yeah,
Abe steps out.
No, I like. I love.
Abe steps out in them gators most weekends.
Abe talking about some. Hey, what you drink your tequila with? I said a glass, because Abe's been with keto and everything. So he's like, he's drinking tequila now because Abe ain't been off in like 6 years. So Abe's off this weekend. So he's gonna do some
tequila drinking.
Yeah. He's like, what are you mixing with?
Spit.
Yeah. Like who? What are you
spitting your tequila?
What are you supposed to mix tequila with?
Nothing. I guess in a little, I don't know.
Nothing.
Make a margarita, but then it wouldn't be keto.
Yeah.
I was just thinking like tonic water.
Yeah, put a little, that's not good either.
Some sort of
tonic
fizz.
Water's got a lot of calories in it. Club soda.
I ain't worried about calories. I'm worried about carbs.
Oh.
Margarita.
What? I'm just saying, that's something that tequila goes in.
Yeah. All right. Well, Bo knows. So, yeah. Bo knows. All right. You ready to do these picks?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's do this. All right. For my picks this week, I'm going to go Texas -7. Up there in Michigan. Give me Oklahoma State -7.5 versus Arkansas Bills.
-10.
What was I looking at, man?
I don't know. Okay. But I saw it at 10 because I'm picking the same game.
Okay, give me that. Well, give me that one, Phil.
Yeah.
Give me the 10. Bills 6.5 versus Arizona. And the Saints -4 versus Carolina.
Okay. I'm going same college games. I got Texas -7 at Michigan. I got Oklahoma State -10 against Arkansas, although I think that game's going to be pretty fun. I think there's going to be a lot of points in that game. Packers +2.5 tonight. Against the Eagles, sorry, Jersey Mike, in Brazil. And then the Bengals -8.5 against New England. I think they're going to win that game by 30 points. New England's horrible. Abe or Bo?
I will also take Texas -7 at Michigan. And give me the Green Wave getting 9 points at home versus Kansas State. Give me the Texans -3 on the road at the Colts. And give me the Bengals -8.5 versus the Pats.
Yeah, you like that one.
What's it?
I'm going to take Georgia Tech going up to Syracuse 2.5.
I like it.
Favored by 2.5. I'll take that one. All four of us riding with Texas to beat Michigan. You could have given me 10 or 12. I'm still taking Texas.
Yeah, I do. I think Texas wins that game by 2 touchdowns.
I'm going to take the Dolphins giving 3.5. They're -3.5 at home against the Jaguars. I guess I'm a little surprised. I don't know. I'm the only one doing it. I'll take Falcons -3.
Yeah.
I know.
I just kind of don't pick them.
I don't pick the Falcons or the Dogs. So.
Yeah.
Well, you know, just picking Florida last week as an emotional went,
you
went
did.
So well
you
for me.
You picked Florida?
I did, too.
So well for me.
I did, too, like an absolute
idiot. I don't understand what y'all were thinking.
I don't know. What
else? I remember my talk before I picked mine. I was like, really?
Yeah. By kickoff, I was like, what was I thinking?
By the way, just to update standings, Randy and myself went 3-1 last week, Bo 2-2, and as you mentioned earlier, 1-3.
It's going to be the comeback story of the century.
Yeah.
Let's get to Sports Jeopardy.
Randy.
Oh, look at that. We tied all off the bat.
There you go. Which two NFL franchises have existed since the league was founded in 1920?
Randy. The Giants and the Bears?
That is incorrect.
It's a good guess, though. I don't know. The Giants and the Packers.
The Bears was actually – that's incorrect, by the way. The Bears was one of them. The other one, which is Move Cities, the Arizona Cardinals.
Really? Huh. Really?
They've been around the whole time.
Where were they? St. Louis? Or?
They were St. Louis. Phoenix.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chicago?
Yeah, they were from Chicago. Yeah. That's right.
Name three of the four teams who have never appeared in a Super
Randy.
Bowl. Randy.
That has never appeared in a Super Bowl.
That's
three
correct.
Of the four?
Three of the four.
Jacksonville?
Yes, Jaguars.
Houston Texans.
That's correct, too.
And the – now, are we talking city or the mascot, the team mascot?
You can go city if you're concerned.
I was going to say Vegas.
Vegas.
Vegas Raiders.
No.
No, that's right.
That would have been technically
true. Franchise.
Okay. Well, I got those two and – God, dang it. In the Super Bowl? One, two – hold on. Let me get Detroit Lions.
That's correct.
Yeah.
The Detroit Lions.
I was like,
Lions,
what took so damn long? Detroit Lions.
The other one.
The Browns, right?
The other one would have been the Cleveland Browns, who played for championships pre-Super Bowl era.
I was not going to guess the Cleveland.
How many teams did the NFL have when it was first established? Andy.
Eight.
That is incorrect.
How many say really
how many teams did the NFL have when it was first established?
When it was first established?
Yes.
Are we talking about before the merger?
1920 or whatever.
Oh, 19, four.
Four is incorrect. It was 10.
Right. Huh.
10. Which NFL franchise led the decade in wins in both the 1980s and the 1990s? Andy.
49ers.
Yep.
That is correct.
Yep.
Both the 80s and 90s, that is correct. San Francisco, we are all tied up. 1-0. Name all five NFL teams whose names are some kind of bird.
Randy. Falcons.
That's one.
Eagles.
That's two.
You said Seahawks.
That's three.
Not a real bird.
Not a real bird, though.
I know,
but it counts.
The Cardinals.
That's four.
And the Eagles.
You already said Eagles.
I said Eagles already?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That
would have been a great way to trick me, though. And that's five.
The Eagles, the Falcons, the Eagles, the Falcons, and the Eagles.
I didn't see – oh, okay, okay. Get back on track, Randy.
Falcons, and, Eagles, Seahawks, Cardinals, and?
Oh, my God.
Real lenient with the time today.
It's okay.
yeah, like what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Came with Detroit pretty
another
late.
Bird. Another damn bird. I can't think of it.
All right. The Ravens.
Yes.
The Ravens are correct.
Yeah. They played last night.
Hold on, dog. I wasn't finished yet.
I wasn't finished yet. You dropped your pen in defeat. You dropped the pen in defeat. Andy is leading 2-1. Couple more here. The Detroit Lions are the only team to go winless. They went 0-16 in which season?
Andy.
2008. That is correct. Yep. 2008.
Orlovsky.
Yep. And they got Stafford next year. Yep.
How many NFL franchises are located in the state of Florida?
Andy.
I think I heard Andy coming first there.
Three.
Three is correct. I guess I didn't ask you to name them. That would have you would have gotten them. I think you would have probably gotten
them.
Dolphins, Jaguars, and Bucks. Which NFL team holds the record for longest winning streak?
Randy.
Randy.
Was it?
Huh.
The longest winning streak?
Regular season.
Oh,
winning streak.
Was it the Niners?
That is not correct.
The Dolphins. I mean, they won all those games 1 year.
That is also incorrect. I was going to give you some years that might have helped. Longest winning streak, doing so from 2008 to 2009.
Oh, the Patriots.
That's also incorrect.
Who was it?
Indianapolis Colts.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Indianapolis Colts. Andy with a 4-1.
How many was it?
I didn't look that part up.
Oh.
Which team has been – I want to say that may have been the losing streak was 23. Which team has been to four Super Bowls but has never held a lead? Randy.
Oh, God dang it. Never held a lead. I mean, I like to say it's the Vikings.
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Oh. That's correct.
Yeah, because they never won one.
Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah. And I guess the Bills had a lead?
Yes. The Bills had a lead.
Yeah.
Super Bowl 53. This is the final question, by the way. Super Bowl 53 with a score of 13-3 was the lowest
–
Andy?
The Patriots.
Read the rest of the damn
That's
question.
Correct,
Andy.
I guess.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They won the game.
was lowest scoring Super Bowl ever. Which two teams played in that game?
The Patriots and the Rams.
Damn. That is incorrect. Or excuse me, that is correct. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Is correct. Unfortunately, not enough to catch.
I'll tell
Andy.
You the craziest thing. I always win when Bo is doing it, and you always win when he did.
I wonder why, too.
Bo gets the questions out of a box.
Home field?
Where do you get your questions from, Abe?
Do you want to know?
I really don't.
I didn't think so.
Bo's questions are better. That's why. We need to start bringing Bo out
didn't
here.
Didn't you have like a six-game win streak with me?
I did. We need to start bringing Bo out here.
We're working on that.
Yeah, we just started bringing Bo.
Ever since that guy called and said that thing to me about the AMA, I've been doing better.
You have. Was it Mason?
Yeah. I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, well, Mason tried to punk you.
But I didn't like it.
I wouldn't like it either.
I did not like it.
That's why we'll always put you as of us two to have the more restraint. Because I would tell Mason to go to hell.
I have. Yeah. In a different way.
But you got to say it live.
I have. I've done it by winning the AMA 6 out of the last 7 times.
Going to hell.
For Mason's ass.
Say Mason, go to hell. Right?
I just say it different.
So much better when you don't have to sugarcoat it.
I didn't sugarcoat it.
Go to hell.
It's just longer.
Yeah, I love Mason, though. Mason's good people.
I never met him. He might be all right.
Mason's good people, man. They're good people. The people of Barnesville are some good people.
I don't like how he talked to me that day.
He did talk to you kind of gruff.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.